gangsters slumming around up through Indonesia and places in between, walking, talking, trekking, eating all the local. I was going to say the locals, but no, you didn't eat them, did you?
Wasn't cannibalism. Good morning, David, and good morning to your listeners. No, it wasn't a cannibalism trip. Well, in saying that, you don't really know what you're eating in some of the dishes, you know. Yeah. I know they eat a lot of dog and that sort of stuff out there, and I'm sure, you know, when they call it a stew or ragu, it could be anything in those village dishes. But anyway, we weren't sick from it, it was all quite tasty, so sometimes best not to know.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you head up a wonderful gymnasium called Freedom Fitness in Flinders Street. And you were just saying before you've got a 24-hour swim. You're going to be tired at the end of that. tell me about it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not swimming for 24 hours. But what we do, it's a 24-hour swim. So they're one-hour slots. Mm-hmm. So a client can swim for 1 hour. Or personally, I'm going to share it with Jack. So we'll swim for do the hour. Or four people might swim for the hour. And we raise money for it, for the Madagascan charity, which we've been doing throughout the year. And so it starts on Friday the 23rd. It starts at 8 a.m. and it goes all the way through till Saturday, 8 a.m. And all the slots are gone. I think we've got one slot left, 2 to 3 in the morning. That'll be mine. I've got the last slot. But it's been a really good response, and it's kind of fun, and everyone's getting behind it. And there's a prize for the person that swims the most laps. So there's a couple of guys down there taking that quite seriously, and they're getting sponsored per lap by their office. Yeah. So they haven't told the office how good they're going to swim. So yeah, it's for a good cause, and it's a bit of fun, and there's been good momentum behind this.
You swimming all lanes in the pool?
No, we just one lane.
Yeah.
So it's just one person per lane, or you know, one slot that group.
Yeah. One per hour.
Yes. Yeah, one per hour. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
And what's in Madagascar? Is it orphanage?
It's interesting. There's a girl that works for us, Stephanie, who's Madagascan, French Madagascan, and we sort of got a connection over there with, obviously, the Madagascan her. And there's a nun out there. Now, the only way I could describe it, if you can imagine Mother Teresa. So we send the money directly to her. There's no administration fee. There's actually no exchange rates, everything. The money goes directly to the nun. She'll go down to a blind orphanage, and she'll go down and say, what do you need? And they say, look, we need rice, we need flour, whatever. She'll go to the market, she'll buy it, and then she'll go to the maybe the hospital, and you know, what do you need there? And she'll buy medication or maybe an operation for someone. So that's all the money that goes straight to this nun. And it's really fantastic. I mean, we'll have some photos. In fact, some of the photos are quite confronting that Stephanie's actually over there at the moment, sent through, of how poor they are. It's Ethiopian poor.
Yes.
And so this nun is doing a fantastic job, so we'll try help her throughout the year any way we can. We did the Freedom Fast, remember?
Yes,
that was like only 2 months ago, and that raised $3,000 for her.
Wow.
So
go a long way.
It goes such a long way. I mean, to buy an operation or some medication, or you know, to just to help these poor, poverty-stricken people.
And there's no one poorer.
This is base level poorness. And as I said, with this, I guess we call it charity, but everything we raise goes directly to her. I said there's no administration fees, there's nothing. It's everything that goes from us goes directly to her, and she spreads it through to the poor people over there.
Would you like our listeners to throw a few dollars?
Look, if it's on our website, if they can, that would be fantastic. Mm. You know, every little bit helps. I mean, it's an old saying, but it really does. And she's doing some really, really fantastic work, you know. Yes, absolutely.
Sounds great. Or pop into Freedom Fitness in Flinders Street, easy parking. You just pop in and say, here's $5.
Yeah, absolutely.
$500.
Yep, and it's, as I said, it'll all be on the website, and it's all receipted. And the photos will tell all the stories. You know, you see her at the hospital with these, you know, tuberculosis and all these diseases we thought we eradicated.
Yes.
And she's actually helping these people out. So, she's all on the ground.
Let's get down to our body.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with my body now?
Well, I read an interesting book, and we touched on this before, called The Big Five by Dr. Sanjin Chopra, which is Deepak Chopra's brother.
Deepak Chopra, because I've done meditation for years, he is an amazing man.
He's the guru.
Man.
He's the world-recognized meditative guy. I think he's also a physician. The family are Indians, and I think their father was a physician as well. But Sanjiv, the brother, is a Harvard professor. So it's very well accredited.
Mm.
And he did a very interesting book, and for longevity in life and general well-being, he's got five topics which he covered. And the five things, what Dr. Chopra says, will give you a good life. Your coffee.
Coffee? But I've read.
I know, we'll get to it.
Paper.
Vitamin D, we've talked about that before. Exercise, of course. nuts and meditation. So it's a kind of interesting five easy changes in life that you can incorporate in your life to have a better, healthier life.
Do them again. That's, that was too quick. Yeah, well, there's five again.
Well, it's coffee.
For a better life.
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D.
Exercise.
Exercise.
Nuts. And meditation. And in the book, it's just pages on pages of study, which he's got his students to do, and everything's backed up. But we can run through them and just briefly. And it's interesting. So his number one was coffee. And
which is frowned upon by so many. Yeah, which is,
some week it's the enemy, other week it's the greatest thing. But his research, not just his opinion, his research by Harvard University says that, well, first of all, there's 2.25 billion coffees consumed every day. Wow. That's incredible, isn't it? It's a lot of coffee beans. And what he's saying is when you consume coffee, it decreases the risk of gallstones, tooth decay, which is kind of fun, isn't it? Because we've always been under the impression that coffee stains the teeth and ruins the enamel. I mean, I was at the dentist during the week and they're still saying to me, look, it ruins enamel off the teeth, where his study is saying, no, it's good for tooth. He's saying cirrhosis of the liver. So he's actually a liver specialist. So they did study after study at the university and they did study on alcoholics, and the ones that drank coffee had less cirrhosis of the liver than the ones that didn't. Amazing. They die. I mean, the alcoholic would die of something else, but the liver was okay. So maybe kind of if you do have a drink, maybe a red wine or something, have a coffee with it. Helps your liver out.
Yes.
Prevention of dementia, type 2 diabetes, we know, prevents prostate cancer. Also improves physical performance. So we know sports athletes all the time are taking caffeine. I don't know, David, is that, it might even be banned in the Olympics or something, too much caffeine. Do they test for that?
Yes, I'm not sure how far it does go.
I'm pretty sure. But I mean, all the footballers now, you know, they're taking a lot of caffeine before the games. And so we know it improves physical performance, produces dopamine. I know if I'm sort of, lifts my mood if I have a coffee. It's kind of nice in the morning. We know that coffee has a large amount of antioxidants in it, which is good. And what else are you saying? It's not the caffeine, but it's the actual coffee plant, the coffee beans. And the coffee beans, the coffee is found in over 60 plants. So it's not just the caffeine. Otherwise, you'd have a sports drink or a tablet that was just a caffeine hit. But it's actually the coffee plant that's got the nutrients in it.
Wow.
So coffee's back in through the studies.
My day doesn't start without a coffee.
Yeah, it gets you rolling. And I used to be like two strong coffees a day, and I was feeling guilty over that. But after reading this, I'm like, no, I'm going to have three. So I have a red wine, I'm going to have a coffee as well. So a coffee margarita. Yeah, so coffee was his first one. The second one on this list was vitamin D, which we've talked about before, and that's called the sunshine vitamin. It's a protective agent, and vitamin D is released when the body has sun on it. When the sun touches the skin of the body, vitamin D3 is released. It's actually a hormone, and it's a hormone because it's produced by the organ. So when the sun shines on the skin is an organ, it produces vitamin D, or the hormone D. Now, if it was a vitamin, you only get vitamins from food, so it's actually produced by your skin. Now, the benefits of vitamin D, cell growth and development, it's great for your immune system, metabolic control. And generally, he said after all these studies that a lot of people who are ill have a low vitamin D. So he's not saying low vitamin D caused the illness, but he's saying that it's just part of their illness.
And it's not their repairing.
Exactly that. It's not their repairing, and it hasn't got that immune effect to it. And he was saying the best source, undoubtedly, is the sunlight.
Yes.
So if we can, 20 minutes a day, not in that intense sun, but in that sort of mid-morning sun.
Right now
it's good.
After the program, please.
Perfect. Get out there, get your shirt off, and get some sun into your body.
Yes.
His third one on the list was exercise. And it's a very interesting study. In 1950, there was a study that showed that bus conductors suffered half the heart attacks as the driver.
The bus walking up and down.
Incidental exercise with the walking, checking tickets, what have you, and the bus driver who's sitting there all day, the sitting down disease, got half the heart attacks. And then we know also from exercise that it reduces the risk of premature death. We know it's good for weight loss, heart disease. It's great for depression, lifts your mood. You know, when you come down to the gym, you're always getting that extra lift. Osteoporosis, the exercise is great for. And now building new brain cells. You know, the oxygen goes into the part of the brain, neuroplasticity, and then we're getting new brain cells from it.
Well, that works because you breathe harder when you exercise. So that increases your oxygen intake, which goes to the brain.
Absolutely, the blood flows. And then they're saying that the blood flows actually to the new parts of the brain. So it's good. Very little exercise is needed, really. A bit like the bus conductor. Isn't that amazing? You know, the bus conductor didn't even know he was doing exercise.
Yes.
Yeah, he prevented himself from having a heart attack. You know?
So how much, you mentioned you don't need a lot. So what would you say? 15, 20 minutes, half hour, an hour?
Anything is good. Yeah. Obviously, the more you do is better. But even, you know, just half an hour a day, an hour a day, keep active, but just walk. It's better if you do weights. Strong muscles lead to strong bones. And we know that building muscle increases your immune system. So entry level is just walking and stuff, but even gardening is like doing weights. We keep saying it's lifting up plants or whatever, but just utilizing your muscle. Don't let them go to waste with your immune system. And now it's interesting that, doctors are now prescribing exercises for patients.
Wow.
You know, get out there and do some exercise. And we've had them down the gym actually come and say, oh, look, our doctor said I have to do exercise. And we keep going back to diabetes. But, you know, if you do exercise, it reduces the risk of being insulin resistant, regardless of what you're eating. So it's very easy to do, but incorporate it into your day.
Yep.
Now, this is an interesting one. And number four, he said nuts.
Nuts to you.
And, you know, the Greeks and the Romans and the Pharaohs always considered nuts to be, you know, the food of the gods.
Yes.
And the benefit of nuts is it's full of protein, they're good fats, excellent fiber. They've got natural plant omega-3s in them. And again, like coffee, a lot of antioxidants, you know, like vitamin B, vitamin E, selenium and magnesium. So he's saying incorporate a handful of nuts in your diet a day.
Mixed nuts.
I mean, the best. I mean, each nut has different qualities. Brazil nuts has a lot of selenium in it. Almonds and but mixed nuts definitely. Yeah. And if you break it down, nuts are the seeds and the entire energy source of the plant. I mean, from that nut, a plant grows. So it makes sense and it's logical that it's packed with goodness and nutrients.
Yes, yes.
You know, I mean, if you just think about it.
Yes.
They used to get a really bad rap, didn't they? Being full of fat, but the fat is actually good fat for you. So if you can have a handful of mixed nuts a day, that'll help you.
Wow. I'm into that. Give me cashews and
yeah, cashews and, great. Yeah. Peanuts, yes, the most popular nuts.
Oh, yep. I love them. Yeah.
And now his last one was meditation, and a good, nice verse he's got from that, and I'll read it to you. A wise man said, "What did you get from meditation?" And the response was nothing. But let me tell you what I lost. He lost anger, anxiety, depression, insecurity, and the fear of aging and death. So it's not what meditation gives you, but what it takes out of your life. And if you can lose the anger, anxiety, and depression, fantastic. They proved through the for winding these people up in the universities that obviously it stops the stress in your body.
Yes.
And they did a study and they realized that stress shortens the telomeres. So we've talked about it before, that telomeres is the end of your DNA. So if you think of your shoelace and the last little plastic bit, the shoelace DNA, the last little plastic bit is a telomere. As that shortens in life, that is your life expectancy. So when that telomere shortens, the end of it, you're over. The cell's gone.
Mm.
Where the same meditation stops the shortening of the telomeres.
Extension
of life.
Right.
Yeah, and it's quite interesting now that, you know, even the big companies, Apple and Google, they're implementing meditation in the workplace.
They're
saying, you know, go meditate, clear the head, and then get back and exercise. I mean, like we said before, I think Google got a running track around there and a gymnasium, and they're really making good a workplace for their people.
Yes, and meditation, which, as I said, I've done for years and years, organized with a bit of a guru, and it's just so extraordinary to sit there and reflect on your within yourself without thinking. You're reflecting within your own
soul. It's clearing the brain, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And so do you meditate every day, David?
I used to, of recent times, I've been a bit naughty, but yeah, look, I can sit down with some relaxing music. I've got meditative music, sit down with some music and just close the eyes and turn off the brain, and then the soul, whatever the soul is, I don't know, but you after 10, 15 minutes, half an hour,
the world's a better place.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and you know, even in sports, and I know the Navy SEALs and all that, they're incorporating meditation into their life because it also apparently increases your concentration afterwards.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're a lot sharper and focused. And so they're an interesting five topics. And if you put them all together in a sentence, you'd say, on a sunny day, go for a walk, eat some nuts, and then go home to meditate. And you've got all the five, the big five.
Yeah. The best place to meditate is under a tree on a nice warm day. And the world, your body feels good because it's warm and it's lovely.
You're absorbing the sun.
The birds are twittering. And
life's good.
It is. Well, I hope life is a lot better for all of us after that little dissertation.
You know what? They're not bad things. I mean, a lot of these things have been frowned upon: coffee and going out in the sun, vitamin D, that sort of stuff, and eating nuts. But as I said, the amount of research they've put into this, pages and pages of it, and the great results they're getting for it, and they're very easy to incorporate into our life. So if we can, I'll read them: coffee, vitamin D, get out in the sun, exercise, handful of nuts a day. And try to meditate. Just relax.
And it comes from the research of a Chopra.
Yes.
Which is the gentleman who's kind of Dr. Chopra, or professor.
Professor, Harvard University professor. Yeah. We know it's pretty good.
It's going to be good. Peter, thank you for that.
Thanks, David.
We'll get back to some more health and exercise in a couple of weeks.
We definitely will.
Here at 5 EBI.
Older than 6 weeks and less than 4 years old.